I'm Matt Lonsdale, and you're listening to The Early Bird Show with Holly and Annie on Phonik FM 106.8 FM.
What other musicians do you look up to?
There's a lot, actually. I guess there's a few bands that you guys, I don't know if you've heard of, like Boys Like Girls, All Time Low.
Yeah,
I've
heard
All Time Low, yeah.
Yeah, or bands like that. Was kind of what I was built up on, like the whole Good Charlotte thing. And then now, in terms of like the actual pop scene, I'm really into bands like Big Time Rush. Yeah, the Big Time Rush.
Yeah.
Obviously, like One Direction, but that's like an obvious name drop. And just general kind of, I listen to a lot of the what's right in the charts, because you have to be aware of it in order to kind of fit yourself in. But where I see myself fitting in is, especially with the newer songs, which you'll hear tonight, are like a lot more of a like solo artist version of kind of what One Direction do, I think. Anyway, so I'm trying to fit into that whole, because there's not really like a boy version of like Kelly Clarkson. That's what I'm trying to fit in, you know, like Avril Lavigne, because there's no like boy Avril Lavigne, so that's where I'm trying to fit in.
What was it like touring with One Direction?
Obviously, it was like amazing. It was a completely different world for me, completely. Like, I'd never sort of stepped into this whole. It feels like when you're on something like that, it feels like you're in a bubble, and it takes till you're out of the bubble to realise how cool it is. Because, and when I say out of the bubble, I mean like, we were basically on that tour, I was like riding off this massive buzz that like One Direction have, like. And it's amazing to be part of it. To be part of their first tour was like something that I'll always have, no matter what happens now. And I just think that what's the best way to describe it? Like, we turned up to the first venue, which was like Watford. It was like warm up show, and I remember I literally felt sick, because you know there's all these massive tourists, you know, the double decker ones and things like that, and you're just like, so out of your depth, you know, these big trucks and that carry their gear around, and you just realise that you kind of, it doesn't get much bigger than that. So before the first show was horrible, but then by the end of the tour it felt completely normal. That world felt completely normal, and walking out on stage wasn't that scary. It was like, do you know what I mean? There's a few times I felt a bit weird, especially in the bigger shows, like the arena shows, when literally you can see photographs being taken and it's just miles away. And looking out to that is something that you could never... And that track as well, when I get over to the lighter thing, that was like, that's from the stage, that just looks ridiculous. Like, that's the most amazing thing to see. And you can't... Everyone was asking me after the tour, like, oh, you know, what was that like? But you just can't describe that feeling. Do you know what I mean? It's pretty amazing.
Would you consider joining a group like One Direction, or would you rather stay solo?
I think it's one of those things where I'd do what... It sounds a bit... I don't know how this sounds, really, but I'd kind of do... If I got offered something to be in a big group or something, I think I'd take it, because it's like, you've got to do stuff for yourself, haven't you? You know what I mean? Like, if that's going to... if a band like One Direction, like them, wanted me to be in them for some reason, I'd do it, because I love that music. So, and not just that, but I do miss the group atmosphere as well, now and again. Like, it does get a bit, I don't know, I think things like doing the meet and greets and stuff, like, they're amazing, but sometimes, you know, it is nice to have a couple of members either side of you to, not that I don't like being solo, it's awesome, but, you know, there's pros and cons to being in a group, there's pros and cons to being a solo artist.
I'm gonna lose.
I'm Matt Lonsdale, and you're listening to The Early Bird Show with Holly and Annie on Phonik FM 106.8 FM.